You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And folks, don't forget, Moms. The Browns are hosting the Moms Football Safety Clinic Saturday, August the 22nd at training camp. Tickets are only $5 and include a private viewing of training camp practice, a commemorative gift, and a two-hour clinic to show moms how the game is being played safer than ever before in a fun and interactive way. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to register now. Hurry, space is limited. Now, Matt, when we talk about this team and you talk about the wide receiver position, no Terrell Pryor, no Dwayne Bowe, who are you expecting to work with the first team out there on Thursday night?
I would expect the remaining three individuals that we kind of have classified as the top four to make this football team. Without Dwayne Bowe, I think Brian Hartline would be your number one. Putting him in a position to win consistently, which he's been doing out here on the practice field in Berea. I think then you go Gabriel opposite him and Hawkins back where he's supposed to be at home as that number three wide receiver. And we see that every day. A lot of shifts, a lot of motions, kind of creating a mismatch for him to get open. So those would be my three. I wouldn't hate seeing a Vince Maley get some reps with the ones as well, give him an opportunity, with either Josh McCown or Johnny Manziel, whoever's going to take those reps at quarterback, for him to feel what it's like to be the guy. Because you drafted him, you sought him out, you brought him in as a part of the biggest class since 2000 here in Cleveland, and he's got to live up to that bill, to make those plays, to be the player he was at Washington State.
He has an interesting style to him. He's very physical. He has surprising speed once the ball gets into his hands. What have you seen from him, and do you think that he's a guy that the Browns can count on in his rookie year?
I do think, on a limited basis. Let me preface it with that. It will be on a limited basis. He's not going to be your lead target because of the other guys I mentioned earlier. But I think he's a guy that I could see have a 15 to 30, reception type of year for the Cleveland Browns. As we always talk about, it's a long season. He'll be thrust into action. He's never going to be the feature guy, but I think he can be an accent to Bowe, to Hartline, to Hawkins Gabriel as well, and use his strengths, as an advantage in some cases, whether he's in there against a guy like K'Wan Williams. I know K'Wan has grown in his experience, but his ability to get open against a smaller defensive back, the way we saw, Mike Evans on Buster screen.
Sure.
That's the situation that I like to see Vince Maley in.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this, Matt. As you saw today, Johnny Manziel didn't throw the football. He's got camp arm. How common of a thing is that? Were you ever in a camp where a quarterback had "quote unquote camp arm"?
And I
camp
arm?
Yeah, they're saying he's
going to
play on Thursday.
I've never heard camp arm before.
Tired arm.
So in my 8 years,
arm.
I've never heard camp arm before.
So you're saying it's rare. You've never had a quarterback take a day off.
I have, I guess, but I guess I never
dead arm.
Never. No. I haven't. I have not. I've never heard of camp arm or dead arm. I just feel like you're a quarterback. You throw for a living. Okay, and for me, Johnny's in the thick of it. He's had three very good practices. He's had a great scrimmage, and he needs to get out there.
He does. It was interesting. Remember, we were watching Monday, and he wasn't taking the normal reps Monday either.
Right.
And there were a couple throws where you're like, that ball floated in the air.
Yeah.
And I think his arm's just a little tired, so they give him rest so that I think he can be at full strength on Thursday. He is expected to play against Washington Redskins. And you can hear my interview with Coach Pettine along with Ken Carman tonight on the Mike Pettine Show, which will be on at 7 o'clock tonight on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. So on both 92.3 The Fan and, of course, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR. So that was Johnny there. We're going to bring in our producer, Dave DiNatale, right now. He said he's got some tweets for us. So, Dino, what do you got?
Hey, guys. First and foremost, you can tweet the show at Browns_daily from my sister's keeper. How's Xavier Cooper progressing, guys, as camp rolls on? I hear a lot about Danny Shelton, but is Cooper showing good signs to you?
To me, he's showing great signs. In practice, it's very hard to gauge, how much he's developing and how productive he is, because you can't sack the quarterback. You're not taking guys down to the ground. But the biggest case that you can make for Xavier Cooper is he's constantly in that rotation. It's Starks, Bryant, and Shelton. It's Cooper, Shelton, and John Hughes. I think those six guys that I just mentioned are most likely, and you can throw Phil Taylor in there as well, are going to be the seven guys that are locks to make this roster, unless there's a financial situation when it comes to Phil Taylor not making this roster with that guaranteed contract. But he is in the mix, and it's just sometimes very tough to see from an internal defensive lineman. I think Danny Shelton is a polarizing figure there in the middle. Whereas an end, you can't say Randy Starks is having a great practice and Desmond Bryan is really, you know, dominating out there. So those ends in a 3-4 scheme in practice, it's not really easy to showcase them. They'll show up in the football games.
They will. And Xavier Cooper, he's got that big, quick first step. He's a strong guy. He's got a good motor. He doesn't stand out like Danny Shelton because Danny Shelton is just an unbelievable athlete specimen, size of a man. And so he really catches your eye out there. But I think Xavier Cooper has played well, and I know the coaches like him very much, and I think he will be part of that rotation that keeps people fresh. He's just not going to have the impact or the playing time or the notoriety or the focus that Danny Shelton is going to have.
No, absolutely not. And that's why I mentioned I love what he's done so far. And he is a guy, so thank you for the tweet that, you know, when it comes to either the scrimmage, not the scrimmage, but the preseason game and or practice moving forward that I need to focus on because I want to know more. And he's a guy that Ray Farmer sought out in this draft and moved up to get.
Yes, they traded back into the third round to take Xavier Cooper. What else you got, Dino?
Yeah, from Eric Butler on Twitter. Guys, why aren't we thinking about signing Ahmad Bradshaw or Pierre Thomas with some of our running backs injured?
So I think this team prefers to go with younger guys than bring in a veteran and a guy that would be a you know, vested veteran that they want to have to pay or guarantee money to or anything like that. I don't think they want to get into that right now. Ahmad Bradshaw, listen, he's not there anywhere in the league. We already know Pierre Thomas doesn't want to sign for the veteran minimum because Houston brought him in after Aaron Foster was hurt, offered him the veteran minimum, and he said no to that, which would have been a good situation for him.
So sure.
I don't think Pierre Thomas is interested unless he's going to get paid, and I don't think this team wants to at this time put that kind of money into an aging veteran that they don't consider to be a massive upgrade over what they already have. They paid Tremont, they paid Bo, they paid Randy Starks because they felt that those guys, even at their age, were better than what they had significantly. I don't think they feel that's the case with the running
backs. I believe that the Ben Tate situation last year left a little nasty taste in their mouth when it comes to running back and signing a vet or a guy that has to prove something, a little bit more money than their value actually would be to this football team.
I think that's true as well. Some people chiming in on Twitter talking about dead arm, and Blake Bortles has missed time with it, apparently, this preseason. So quarterbacks have. Matt Wilhelm has no patience for quarterbacks.
How does the starting quarterback who takes the most reps probably out of anybody have a dead arm?
Because some people are just, I guess you could be more used to it, but you get like tendonitis in your elbow from throwing a football over because it's basically throwing a screwball the way you release it.
It happens to pitchers in training and spring training.
Yeah, it happens.
Sure. Thanks.
It happens.
Take a day, Johnny.
He did, and I'm glad he did take it so we can come back at full strength.
You guys want one more?
That ball, sure, better, one more? That ball better not float on Thursday night.
It's going to be crisp.
It's going to go right down the middle. Justin Fresh on Twitter, and I apologize, Justin, if I mispronounce your name. Hey, guys, has Josh Lenz showed enough possibly to put either Terrell Pryor, Helas, Travis Benjamin, or one of the other Browns veteran receivers on the bubble?
I think he's certainly shown enough to be in the conversation. I think he's more destined for the practice squad than maybe the active 53. But listen, the guy continues to make plays. Two touchdowns, a 1-2-point conversion in the red zone portion of practice today. So I think he's earned the trust of the quarterbacks. And you know, that has to catch the eye of the coaches, I would think.
It definitely does. And I think he is a guy, as I mentioned, you know, coming into this, is a guy that has played his way into being a Cleveland Brown. Maybe not necessarily the 53, but he will have the opportunity. And as we always find out throughout this football season, you've got to have great depth. You need guys on the practice squad have to come up and play a backup role. And he is a guy that I think is proving how reliable he is to these quarterbacks, and more so than anything, Mike Pettine.
All right, when we come back, we're going to be joined in studio live in the Dog Bowl by Browns tight end Jim Dre. He'll be with us right after this on ESPN 850 WKNR.